A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. There are so many wonderful points in Hebrews chapter 12. We've looked at the reason why we run, what we should look out for, the one to whom we should look as we run, the fact that it is not a short distance but a long distance endurance race, the fact that God disciplines us on the way so that He'll keep us on track. And in the previous verse it says, those who've been trained by God's discipline. God wants us to win the race. He wants us to be a blessing not just to Him and ourselves, but to those around us. And verse 13 also seems to indicate that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather healed, is also pointed to those who are observing us while we are undergoing some trial, some difficulty, some form of discipline from God. But the Lord indicates to us that we should personally take it from a loving Heavenly Father. And while we see it like that, we are enabled by His grace to obey verse 12 where it says to lift your drooping hands. Are you in that state that you feel perhaps that God's discipline is so difficult to endure, sometimes confusing, you don't know why? Well, God tells us here, commands us to lift our drooping hands. It's like an athlete that is looking down on the ground instead of looking at the goal because he feels that he's losing. His knees have become weak and he just feels he can't make it anymore. The Lord instead wants us to be encouraged by Him. He wants us to know that even His own discipline is so that we would run the race properly and that we would enjoy straight paths for our feet. Don't go off on a tangent. Don't run next to the race, your track, your number. Stay in your lane. Run the race that is set before you. And even if you feel like you're going lame sometimes, the Lord says, make straight paths for your feet. Stay on track so that what seems to be lame may not be put out of joint, but rather healed. God has the intention of healing, of blessing, of togetherness, of an example to other people, to others who are also running the race, so that instead of things being put out of joint, we would be part of God's healing process.